didn't see you there. Probably because I've been listening to this album for the past 40 minutes. What album? Why, Double Negative by the band Low, released in 2018 on Sub Pop Records. Low are an American band, hailing from Duluth, consisting of three members. Vocalist, main songwriter, and guitarist Alan Sparhawk, vocalist and drummer Mimi Parker, and bassist Steve Garrington. Low have been placed in many varying genres, from indie rock to slowcore and drone to, in the case of this newest release, avant-garde glitch. This album is a large leap forward from their previous sound, although they have tinkered with this rough sound, mainly on the albums The Great Destroyer and Drums and Guns, and more prevalently on their previous work, Ones and Sixes. This should come as no surprise, as they are currently still working with the same producer from that album, B.G. Burton. If you want to see the difference, listen to some of their earlier stuff, then listen to this new album. As we enter track 1, Quorum, you're immediately hit with a massive wave of distortion that actively makes you feel nauseous and uneasy. Their beautiful harmonies are severed and split apart, masked under loud synths that bleed out of the swampy fuzz that dominates the track. It's an amazing, albeit heavy, way to begin an amazing and weighted album. This track leads into the second track, Dancing in Blood, a 6-minute nightmare of dark ambient noise, tinny vocals, and thumping beats, just like a heart quickening with the fear. The only natural instrument that punctures the thick cloud of atmosphere is a guitar from Sparhawk before the song descends into 3 minutes of circling flute synth, as do many of the other tracks on the album. Parker's voice in this track seems far into the background, echoey and distant, adding to the layered envelope of noise. Track 3, Fly, is one of the only songs on the album that doesn't heavily distort the vocals of Parker or Sparhawk, instead letting Parker use her talent, hitting the high notes that vibrate and take on a voice of their own. Disjointed cries are sprinkled everywhere, sitting on top of a dreamy, reverberating piano. After the assault of the first two tracks, this produces a welcome rest before going deeper into this strange album. Leading into track 4, Tempest, we hear a slightly more melodic version of the distortion from track 1, but this time drenching the vocals in feedback, making the words uninterpretable. Even Apple Music can't give lyrics to this. The great, I guess, quote-unquote hook repeats into a mess of distortion at the end of the track. While you might not be able to sing it, you can remember the melody quite easily. Moving on to track 5, Always Up, we are greeted by the harmonies between the two vocalists before stripping away the subtle, mellow synths to just Parker's voice, providing another breath of fresh air in the middle of the album. Always Trying to Work It Out is track 6, giving us the second of three instances of the word always in the title, providing a loose theme of uncertainty. Recorded as a reaction to the Trump presidency, it seems both members are angry and confused by the state of politics, trying to work it out as they go along. Track 7, titled the Sun, both spellings used, is 3 minutes of ambience, mixed with some instances of floating vocals, none of which provide any concrete sentences. On my first listen, I disliked the track, thinking it was nothing, or that it didn't really feel very connected to the rest of the album. but the more you hear it, the better and more layered it gets.
The more relaxed tempo, this song is probably the most successful on the album. However, it wasn't a single before the release. This continual theme of dissuasion and confusion runs through the song too, with the last line telling us, "It's not the end, it's just the end of hope." Well, definitely people you wouldn't want to invite to a party.
The urgency of the next track, Poor Sucker, is presented through the sinister, almost chanting vocals, mixed with a threatening drumbeat and organ sound. All this is unsettling, except also kind of catchy. Low are the kind of band that makes songs with deeply woven meanings with hooks and enough repetition to get it stuck in your brain. The penultimate track, Rome, parentheses, always in the dark, our third example of the word always, is soaked, and I mean soaked, in ugly distortion, matched up with the high register that the singing reaches, births a sickening harmony that constantly changes volume. At last, we reach Disarray, the final song on the album. Another fast-moving bassy beat carries along slightly robotic vocals, with a repeating melody that grabs hold of you, insisting that you stay for the end. One note is sung and held over a crescendoing rhythm before finally crashing down into nothing. That was my review of Low's Double Negative. Overall, it's an absolutely mind-blowing experience that keeps you on edge until the end. Try and listen to it in the dark and with your eyes closed. You really feel the sickening and frightened feeling you get while listening. I'm going to score it a perfect 10 out of 10. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time with a special guest, hopefully. Yeah. My little sister, Sadie. Yeah.
With me!